Hello, Catherine.
Hello, good morning.
Every time you're here, something good is just down the road, so high expectations, if that's all right.
Absolutely.
Good. We talked last time, and we broke the news about Mamma Mia, right?
Yes.
Everything's still on track for that?
Absolutely.
Okay,
we
good.
Had a huge turnout at auditions, and we have it cast. We have a fun creative team, and rehearsals officially kick off today. And yes, it's going to be fabulous.
Who doesn't love that music? Everybody in the world loves it. There's something we can all agree on.
Absolutely.
I am assuming you have a lot of things going on. And did I just hear about something, a facade in the Dakota Theater?
Yes, we have so many exciting things going on at the Dakota Theater.
Where do you want to start?
Let's start with talking about memberships for the season.
Okay.
That's kind of where our focus is right now. We have a great season ahead for 2025, and we just really want to be able to sell memberships to get people to support the theater and then to come out and see the shows.
Where are you at for membership? Where do you want to be?
I don't have all of that information with me.
Thank you for your honesty, Catherine. But if somebody becomes a member, I would just imagine that means a lot of good things. It's financial support. They're probably going to want to go to productions and maybe get other people involved. So how do we get them to sign up?
Yeah, it's, you know, you get a discount on the overall number of shows that you get to come see. But basically, it's also just support for the theater that we can keep doing these things, and you get tickets to all the shows. And so we have individual memberships, student memberships, which students I'm counting as K through 12 and college students, because I figure they need a break. You can get two-person memberships, which doesn't necessarily mean a couple. It could be buy two and then always bring a friend to a show. We have family memberships and business memberships, and they all just help support the theater. And then you have tickets to come see shows.
That two-person one sounds great for me and my imaginary friend.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't even need a seat.
Oh, well, in case you did.
Well, good. I hope that people do that. Is it trending upward?
Yes.
Good.
And it's a little tricky right now with, we do have construction on our building, so we don't have regular office hours, and you can't walk into the front of the building, but you just can reach out to us. There's our website, email, phone numbers, all that information that I can give you. On the website, you can click right on memberships and it'll take you right to the page. You can pick which one you want and pay with debit or credit card, and it'll be quick. Otherwise, you can call us and leave a message, email us. You can just mail in a check. There's just however, you know, we'll do whatever we got to do to help you figure it out.
When people hear Onward Yankton, can you help them understand what that organization is and how it all plays into the theater?
Yes. Onward Yankton is an economical group in Yankton that's been around, I think, since 2017. And them owning the Dakota Theater is their big project right now. And so thanks to them coming in and taking over, we're able to move forward financially and artistically with what we're trying to do with the Dakota Theater.
And are you where you wanted to be since starting this? Are things on pace? Are you happy with how it's trending?
I'm very happy with how it's trending. I feel like we had a great first year, and we're well into our second year, and we're busy, and we're getting to that point where this summer too, I just love it. We'll have lots of kids and families just coming in and out of the theater constantly, and that's when it's at its best.
And I hope when you have auditions that you're seeing new faces too. I mean, we love our regulars, but there's got to be people out there. It's kind of a bucket list thing for them.
Oh,
or
yeah.
they want to do it. And hopefully you can find those folks.
Yes. We have all kinds of folks come to auditions, and from all over the greater community, not all from just in Yankton. So I know our Mamma Mia cast is pretty diverse in that way.
I know you folks too are very involved with other places in town that put on productions. I saw you at Honk, the musical, at YHS. And, you know, theater is just one big family, right?
Absolutely. I always think it's not competitive. Like, we can all be producing good theater around the area and supporting each other through it.
Hey, did kids come and take photos there for prom? And
yes.
Will they be doing it for graduation? I know it's a really popular landmark.
I don't know. Yeah, for prom, it's really fun. We had a lot of different groups come by. We could certainly put something up for graduation too, and people can come by and take pictures. It is. It's fun. Except right now, we've got the fence out front. And so we've started on our facade remodel. This project is a result of having already raised $200,000 of our $2 million goal, thanks to the City of Yankton, state and local historical societies, Thrive, XYZ, and individual donors. And so within last week, they were up and took off all the tile pieces from the front of the theater. And so it is a hard hat zone, and it is closed off for the time being.
Yeah, but it shows promise, right?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Yeah. And it feels like the pieces came down pretty quickly And so we had our Star Wars movies. We had to usher everybody in the back entrance and through the theater to be able to come in. But people were very patient and cooperative, and it works. Well, that's what we'll be doing for rehearsals.
When you talked about that goal, the way I see it is that financial goal, you're only one person away from finishing this off, you know?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. That's the way I see it. Yes. I'm sorry that it's not me.
I was going to say, oh, okay.
But, you know. Yeah. Well, I hope that people continue to do that. What else is on your theatrical mind this morning? What's coming up? What do you want people to know about?
Well, if you're getting a membership or looking at auditions or anything, the rest of our season, we have the Dakota Players coming in from the Black Hills Playhouse Education, doing the show You Look Marvelous at the end of May. We have Mamma Mia, which we talked about. We have another kids musical, Junie B. Jones, at the end of July. We have a show in September called Inconsequential Dreams, which is by a South Dakota playwright, Michelle Shoneman, which we'll be talking more about her as we get closer to that. And then in December, we have Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn, big Christmas musical.
Boy, you're really planned out.
Absolutely. And now I'm just going to start looking at 2026.
If somebody is interested in volunteering or becoming a part of your organization or becoming a member, what's the best ways to find you, reach you, get more information?
Best way would be to start with our website, dakotatheater.org, and there's several different things you can click on there to email us or to get information. You can call 605-665-4711 and leave a message, or through our website, yeah, you can email me too, or even Facebook Messenger. Reach out to us in any way, and we'll get back to you and help you with whatever you need.
Well, thanks for coming in and visiting. You know you're welcome back here anytime. We'd love to hear what's going on, and please reach out when you need us.
I appreciate that. There's just a lot of exciting things happening at the Dakota Theater.